Christians are called to proclaim Jesus without fear, without embarrassment, and without triumphalism. Those were the words of Pope Francis at Mass on Tuesday morning at the Casa Santa Marta. The Pope also stressed the risk of becoming a Christian without the resurrection and reiterated that Christ is always at the center of our life and our hope. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Jesus is the winner who has won over sin and death. Those were the words of Pope Francis on Tuesday morning during his homily at morning Mass. He was referring to the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, in which the saint recommends we walk with Jesus because he has won, and we walk with him in his victory, firm in the faith. This is the key point, the Pope stressed. Jesus is risen. But, the Holy Father continued, it is not easy to understand. The Pope then recalled that when St. Paul spoke to the Greeks in Athens, he was listened to with interest up to when he spoke of the resurrection. Continuing his homily, the Pope recalled the apostles who closed themselves up in the upper room for fear of the Jews. Even Mary Magdalene is weeping because they have taken away the Lord's body. They are afraid to think about the resurrection. The Pope noted that there are also the Christians who are embarrassed. They are embarrassed to confess that Christ is risen. Finally, said Pope Francis, there is the group of Christians who, in their hearts, do not believe in the risen Lord and want to make theirs a more majestic resurrection than that of the real one. These, he said, are the triumphalist Christians.
Non sanno la parola triunfo, soltanto dicono triunfalismo.
When we look at these Christians, with their many triumphalist attitudes in their lives, in their speeches and in their pastoral theology, liturgy and so many things, it's because they do not believe deep down in the risen one, the Pope said. This, the Holy Father added, is the message that St. Paul gives to us. Christ is everything. He is totality and hope, because he is the bridegroom, the winner. I'm Lydia O'Kane.